Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
This happened back when I was a kid. I think I was 12 years old at the time, and it was about 20 years ago now. Halloween was one of my favorite holidays. I loved getting to hang out with my friends, put on some funny costume, and then go out and get a bunch of candy. This particular year, I remember that my friend Sean was coming over, and he was going trick-or-treating with me. Afterwards, he was going to sleep over at my house. I lived with just my mom and older sister, who was at her best friend's house.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Sean and I left to go trick-or-treating at probably 5 p.m. I would describe the neighborhood that I lived in as pretty typical. There were quite a few other houses on my street, and we lived in a large residential area. My street itself was usually pretty quiet, though, but we would still get lots of neighborhood kids trick-or-treating. Sean and I first went to all the houses on my street, and then we went to the next street over. We ended up spending hours trick-or-treating until our bags couldn't hold any more candy. I would say it was about 8 o'clock when we decided to head back to my house. During the entire time that we had been trick-or-treating, everything seemed pretty normal. We saw a bunch of other kids out trick-or-treating as well. It took maybe 30 minutes or so to walk back home, but eventually, we got there. After getting back inside, Sean and I started going through all of the candy that we got. I remember that not long after, my mom went up to go to bed. Sean and I didn't have school the next day, so we were going to stay up late. We went into the living room and started playing video games. Probably PlayStation 2 or whatever was big back then. There were a lot of fun multiplayer games that we played, and we could do that for hours. But only like 10 minutes into it, the doorbell rang. Of course, Sean and I both assumed that it was a trick-or-treater, but it was pretty late for one. Plus, my mom had turned out the front light before going to bed. We looked at the time, and it was a little after 10 o'clock. This was definitely late for somebody to be trick-or-treating, but it was still a strong possibility. We paused the game, and I got up to check who it was. Sean followed me, but we both stopped to look out the front window from the living room first. We could see out to the front step if we moved the curtains a little bit. When I did, I saw that there was a fully grown man standing there facing the front door. It was not a kid or a trick-or-treater. The man had no costume on of any kind, and I didn't recognize him as a neighbor or anybody that I knew either. After seeing him, we quickly closed the curtains to the window, fearing that the man might look over and see us. We weren't really sure what to do, but decided to just ignore this. We didn't know what the man wanted, but it seemed weird for him to be there. Obviously, I wasn't going to answer the door late at night to some weirdo. The guy rang the doorbell one more time. I was kind of hoping that my mom was still awake and would come downstairs, but she didn't. After the doorbell rang for the second time, things were quiet for a while after that. Sean and I assumed that the man must have left. I felt a little bit better, and we were about to go back to playing video games, but Sean had the idea to check out the window to make sure that the guy was now gone. I agreed and walked over to the window. I pulled back the curtain to look out, but when I did, I saw the man was right there on the other side of the window. He looked right at me as I saw him, and I quickly closed the curtains again. Sean and I both sprinted out of the room and upstairs to get away from there. We went into my bedroom and closed the door behind us. I was really scared, but I felt like we would be safe up there. We didn't know what the man was doing in our yard, or right next to the window, but I was hoping that he would just go away. Sean and I were talking to each other about what we had just seen, when suddenly, we heard the sound of glass breaking coming from downstairs. When I heard this, I got 100 times more scared than I already was. Sean and I both ran out of my bedroom and down the hall to my mom's bedroom. When we got inside, she woke up and I told her what was going on. There was a phone in her bedroom and she started to call the police. I went over and locked the bedroom door. Then we all went into the closet of the bedroom and got inside of it. We didn't hear any noises, but the guy was downstairs somewhere. It felt like forever as we waited for the police to arrive. I was just hoping that we wouldn't hear the sound of somebody walking down the hallway or the sound of somebody at the door. None of us had any idea who this guy was or why he was here. After waiting for probably 10 or 15 minutes, the police finally got there. They searched the house, but the guy had left. He had broken the front living room window, right by where we had seen him. Several parts of the house downstairs had things messed up, and a couple of items were stolen. We were mostly just happy that the guy was gone, though. I'm not sure why he broke into the house. I was pretty scared for the rest of the night and thought that the guy might come back, but luckily, he didn't. That was definitely my scariest Halloween memory. This story takes place years ago when I was a kid.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
For some context, it was probably about 2003, if I had to guess, and I was about 6 or 7 years old. Even though I was so young, I think I remember this night pretty well. I got really excited for Halloween when I was younger because I loved trick-or-treating and getting lots of candy. The whole day was always a fun time. I remember that year I was going trick-or-treating with my older sister, who was about 10. Our parents trusted us to go trick-or-treating around the neighborhood by ourselves, and they would stay back with my younger brother. He was very young and maybe like 3 years old. My parents would hand out candy and take care of him while we were gone. Our neighborhood had lots of houses in it, and they were all roughly the same sizes. At the end of the street, there was a park, and then more streets of houses past that. We were planning to go down our street, and then maybe two or three more of the closest other streets. We didn't want to go too far out, and our parents had also told us not to. I'm not sure what time we left to start, but the sun was just beginning to set. I was a race car driver for Halloween, and I don't remember what my sister was, but there were quite a few other kids out, and we saw some walking down the street as we were leaving. One by one, we went to the houses on our street. We knew some of the neighbors around nearby, and they all said hi to us. Soon, though, we got towards the end of the street where we didn't know the people as well. It was around this time when I remembered that a van drove past us. The street was generally pretty quiet, but it wasn't uncommon for cars to drive by. The only reason I remember the van is because it drove past us going the other way just like a minute later. When it drove past us, it was also going extremely slow. Our parents had always told us to be aware of slow-driving cars. It was probably just somebody with kids who were trick-or-treating, though. My sister and I went to the next street over where the van had come from. The street connected at the end, and we started at one side of the street and then went to all of the houses. Then we crossed to the other side, went to all of those houses, and then we wrapped around to the park. When we were almost done with that street, the van drove by us again for a third time. This time, my sister said something. It was still going very slowly, and my sister mentioned something about how we kept seeing this van. It certainly was a little bit strange. I remember that it was a tan conversion van, and I couldn't tell who was driving it or anything. As my sister and I were approaching the park at the end of our street, we saw the van once more. This time, it drove extremely slow and then stopped near us. We both looked at it, and the driver's window rolled down. There was a man driving it who had a grayish beard, glasses, and was wearing a baseball cap. He said hi to us and then held out his window a large bowl of candy. He said something like, "Hey kids, come and get some candy." I remember he had a big smile on his face. Now, my sister and I were always told not to approach strangers, and obviously not to approach strange vehicles either. But being that it was Halloween and it looked like he was just passing out candy. This seemed different. I mean, you would never knock on all of your neighbors' doors at night, but on Halloween, that was okay. We stood there, just staring at the guy for a moment, and he told us that it was all right and waved us over. He had been maybe 20 feet away from us, and there were no other kids nearby in the street. My sister started walking towards the guy, so I followed. When we reached his driver's door, he told us to take as much candy as we wanted. There were a bunch of mini fun-sized candy bars in the bowl, and we each took like two. I remember him telling us to take more, and he seemed super friendly. We each took some more, and then the guy told us that he actually had a lot more candy to give out. He said there was a bunch in the back of his van, and we were welcome to help ourselves. Then he pointed to the side door of the van. My sister and I both knew better. This was really weird, and although maybe he did have a bunch of candy back there, we didn't want to find out. I just shook my head, and my sister told the guy no thanks. He was pretty friendly still, and said that it was all right. My sister and I then turned and started walking through the park on the path that it had. The guy remained in his truck and did not immediately drive away. It looked like he was just watching us as we walked farther and farther away from him. I know that I felt a little bit creeped out by this. We walked through the park and eventually reached the next street over. Then we started going to the houses on that street, one at a time. My sister and I got lots of candy on that street, and our bags soon became full. We decided to head home, and that's when we saw the van once more. We saw it enter the street from the other end. My sister pointed it out, and we were pretty close to the park. As it approached, we actually started running to the park to get away from the van before the guy would see us. When we were able to get back on the path that led back to our street, we watched as the van drove by. It was still going extremely slow. My sister and I talked about it a little and how weird it seemed. I was really young, but I knew something was off, and my sister, I'm sure, knew more than I did.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
We walked pretty quickly back to our street, and then we just had to walk down it until we got to our house. In the time that we were walking down our street, we did not see the van at all. Finally, we made it home, and we got inside of our house. It was probably like 9 p.m. or so by then. When we got inside, we would start eating candy and watching TV or movies. Shortly after arriving home, though, I was in the living room and noticed something out the front window. The van was driving by again. I called for my sister, but she was in the kitchen with my parents. Then, the van actually stopped on the side of the road, right in front of our house. My heart started racing, and I yelled for my sister and my parents. A few seconds later, they came into the room and I showed them the van. My dad pulled back the blinds to look out the window, and when he did, the van began driving away. We told our parents how we kept seeing the van, and the guy gave us some candy. I remember our parents talking to us about strangers and stuff, but it seemed as though the guy was finally gone for good now. It must have been a weekend or something, because I know that we were staying up late that night. For the next couple of hours, I was eating candy and hanging out. I was in the living room, and my parents, I think, were in the kitchen. I was watching TV when I heard the sound of a car driving down the street outside. I raised the blinds a little and looked outside to the street. The van was back. I watched it to see if it would drive past again. It was moving very slowly, like always. The van went a little bit past our house and then pulled over and stopped on the side of the street. This was really creepy. Then, the driver's door of the van opened and the man actually got out. When I saw this, I started yelling for my parents again. They came into the room and the guy was now walking into the front yard. I said that the guy was back and my dad walked over to the front door of our house. He opened it, but as he was opening the screen door to go outside, the guy turned around. He then started running back to his van, got inside, and then drove away. I couldn't believe that he had returned yet again. This time, my parents called the police. I remember they came out a short time later and talked to all of us. We reported the guy for being really suspicious. After that, we didn't see him for the rest of the night. I'm really glad that he didn't come back. I didn't realize it at the time, but looking back, my sister and I possibly came very close to being abducted. We were never going to go into his van, but the fact that he wanted us to was very suspicious. I'm hoping that the guy wasn't actually harmful, but I don't know how else to explain his suspicious behavior. I'm a female, and this is something that happened several years ago when I was in college. It takes place on Halloween night, and I was at a new university. I was a junior, but had recently transferred from a different college, and this was my first year there. Because of this, I lived in the dorms. I was able to make some friends at college pretty quickly at my new school, and by Halloween, we had plans to hang out. There was a few Halloween parties going on at some friends' houses and things like that. I dressed up as a cowgirl and walked with my friend to another friend's house. They were having a costume party. This lasted until maybe 10 or 11 at night, and then the people left to go to some bars nearby. I went with some of my friends, but the story really starts when I left the bar. Obviously, with it being Halloween, just about everybody had a costume on of some sort. It was sometimes hard to tell who everybody was. Eventually, though, at one of the bars we were at, I got tired and wasn't feeling it anymore. I decided to go back and go to bed. But none of my friends wanted to leave yet. It was maybe a little past 1 o'clock in the morning. I didn't think it was a big deal that they didn't want to go, and I would go back by myself. The walk back to my dorm would only take like 10 minutes, and it wasn't that cold out or anything. I left the bar and started heading back. There were a few people out on the sidewalk at first, but it got much quieter. I headed down one of the sidewalks back towards campus. That was only a couple of blocks. When I was almost at campus is when I saw the guy walking a ways back on the sidewalk behind me. He was dressed up as the Joker from Batman, but he was wearing a rubber mask instead of painting his face. I had remembered seeing him at one point in the bars. I didn't know who he was, but I figured that it was maybe another student. The guy was maybe 100 feet behind me. As I walked home, he did the same route as me and remained behind me. I stopped paying attention to him though, but when I was back at campus and approaching my dorm, I noticed him again. This was a little bit odd, but he possibly lived in my dorm building. I remember I kept seeing him a ways back, just walking closer to me. He also appeared to be looking at me the entire time, but through the mask, I couldn't really tell. Eventually, I made it to my building and got inside. When I was in, I went to the elevator and up to my floor, which was the third floor. Then I walked to my room and got inside. I changed and then was about to go to the bathrooms down the hallway. When I did, I heard somebody was going to walk past my room from outside. Instead of just walking out of my room, I looked through my peephole to see who was there. I saw the guy dressed up as the Joker walking by. I thought this was kind of strange. He then stopped at my door, which was really weird. That's when I wondered to myself if he had followed me back. Still, maybe he just lived there. My floor was all female, so I knew he didn't live on this floor. He was standing around for a few seconds, and then he kind of started pacing a little bit. He didn't really go out of my view, though. Then, at one point, he removed his Joker mask. This revealed that he was probably not a college student. The guy looked to be in his 40s, or maybe even 50s. He was short and heavyset. I had no clue what he was doing here. Then he put his mask back on and went up to my door and tried opening it. Luckily, the door was locked. He stood there, right on the other side of the door from me. It was terrifying. Then I heard somebody's door opening from down the hallway. The guy then turned and walked away to the left. When he was out of my sight for a while, I opened up my door and looked out into the hallway. I couldn't see him, and he must have left the floor.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I went to bed a short time after that, and I don't believe the man ever returned. But it was really creepy to know that he likely followed me all the way from a bar into my dorm building.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.